Thank you, John. I guess I'm the first person to try this with this group. Yeah, as we know, some of the speakers have already talked about cover crops in dry land systems. In our part of the world, if you plant cover crops, in some years, you see a significant decrease in subsequent crop yields because cover crops utilizes water. So if you are seeing these decreases in yields, how can you compensate for that? And this is what we are doing, looking at different alternative management that we can do with these cover crops. We are looking at it in terms of harvesting it for forage. So we are grazing the cover crops, or we are haying it as a hay crop. We are doing this at KSU HB Ranch near Brownell, Kansas. So we have different cover crop mixes. We have old triticale mix, old triticale, and then old triticale P, and then we have old alone or triticale, and then we have a cocktail mix where we have six species mix. So this table is showing you the data that we collected in 2015 and 2016 on forage dry matter yields and nutritive value. As you can see from the table, all the cover crop species has a very good forage production potential. Our yields range from about 2,500 kilograms per hectare in terms of dry matter for the old triticale and P to about 3,500 for the triticale alone. So when we have all the grass species in the mix, we tend to have higher biomass, but when we throw in the broadleaf like the peas, then our yields tends to decrease. But what we're seeing is that when we have the peas in the mixture, we are seeing an increase in crude protein concentration, and we are also seeing an increase in digestibility, which is measured by the IVDMD. So in summary, we saw when we graze the cover crops, we tend to have a significant increase in bulk density, and this was just in the top 0 to 5 centimeters. Below that, we didn't see any difference in bulk density between the cover crop treatments. So when we graze the cover crops, we have some increase in bulk density at the time of wheat planting that we took the soil samples in the graze treatments. Then we also didn't see any difference in soil water content at wheat planting between the cover crop treatments, but we saw some differences, a significant lower water content when we grew peas for grain. There was significant lower soil water content between that treatment and then the fallow plot. There's a caveat here. What happened was we terminated our cover crops in June, and then in July we had about 5 inches of rainfall. So that is why we got that recharge. So this is not going to happen every year. And then we also didn't see any significant differences between the cover crop treatments and then our fallow in terms of subsequent wheat crop yields that we harvested in 2016. But we saw a significantly lower yields in the grain pea plot where we grew the grain peas and harvested it. We took it to grain. And this happened because we had a lower moisture content at that point, at the time of planting in the grain pea plots. So this is what we've been doing. This is a preliminary results, and we are hoping to continue this for as a long-term study, and we are going to collect data. We are monitoring soil water content. We are also taking data on yields, and we are also going to look at soil quality measurements. So this is what I have.